man, I've just been sitting here thinking.
About what?
About the miracle we witnessed.
The miracle you witnessed. I witnessed a freak occurrence.
What is a miracle, Vincent?
I think
you should reply to the last two comments because I can't. You know, I liked it because it's my channel.
I can't respond to it.
I can't reply to it.
Right.
Thank you.
But the first dude said, my son Cash Me Out Mello. He said, yo, the pod is going up this year and welcome back to him. He was.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate
that.
Because
my son was definitely on Dirty
Talk.
He said,
Choo-choo
back? Yes. He finally got someone back on here.
Yo.
Yeah, niggas
don't
give a fuck.
You know.
Niggas shag. I've been demoted. Don't like me no more. Dirty's here. She might take my spot now. I know what's going on.
What?
You know what's going on. No.
Never.
You said nigga try to get a nigga self out of here.
Never.
Yeah. Nigga
said.
What's up?
My father's on the phone.
I'm telling myself.
Never.
Shut your mom, man. To respect the culture. All I'm.
You know.
All I'm.
I'm just showing him. I'm just being
over him.
I'm your mother.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're supposed to do.
Why
you don't
need
superstar P in a
blue.
Look at my son, the director.
She's talking about my father.
I know.
She said
the director. I don't even touch that nigga like
that. Yeah, how people are.
Hold on. That was the craze that was going on, right? I got my Stanley Cup. That was the craze that was going
That's
on with IG,
cup?
Right?
Oh my God.
Hold on, y'all. We lit. You know what I'm saying, Split?
Oh my God.
Nah, yo.
Fuck that shit.
That's
This is fire.
We lit, y'all. Peace, YouTube. Y'all see what's going on. It's a full house.
What is this contraption?
You put your chips or whatever right there, you know what I'm saying? And you can put your drink in there.
I'm not even gonna lie.
But y'all ain't see that on IG. It was the trend.
This is also known as the dipshit cup.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the dipshit cup.
It goes along with the two beer hammer.
Yep.
I would have ash on it. Throw the ice on top with the ashery.
This nigga talking about
ashery. Word, I would have made that the ashtray. Threw the ice on
that. That's somebody that had a bowl and probably cut that shit out.
I'm not even gonna move. I'm like this the whole episode, so don't even judge me. I'm smoking dope.
There's a reason why he got that mic in his hand.
I got demoted.
Yeah.
We here. Are you a beanie from Austin? I'm sorry for y'all hearing that. You heard, pinkies up. You heard, we got this right. You heard, but yeah, I can't even move, y'all. So if y'all get lacking energy from me, I'm here though. I'm not trying to make the show dry. I just can't move real actively like I do with my hands and all that. But I love everyone, and it's a beautiful show. We got Jess, Third. I don't know what y'all want to call her. I call her Third, but you know that's my snigger.
Third Degree TV, you know what I mean? Jess Diaz, you know what time it is.
Choon Choon in the cut. You know, the director man right there. D-Reek and Hippie and all that. Derek and Hippie. I ain't gonna lie, white niggas is definitely Derek and Hippie. I like everything you're doing on Derek and Hippie.
Don't give a fuck about the time.
Black, Spanish, it don't matter.
They gonna let that hit mad hard. They gonna be like Derek and Hippie. I love you, Derek.
Put that mic down.
All right, so I'm gonna project for the rest of the episode. I love y'all.
Fucking up, man.
Nah, it's fucking up. The wire.
No mic for the G's.
I'll do that. You know what I'm saying?
No mic for the G's. I'm being no over here.
Yeah, we're gonna be right here, bro. You right here. You good, Third?
Okay.
You good, Third?
Yeah, all right, peace, YouTube, please excuse. Nah, that was probably one of the best intros that we had in a while, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with it, you know what I'm saying? If the wire was a little faulty, that was on me.
I'm sorry, y'all.
Welcome back to the Don Corn D-Rick and Hibby Show. This is episode 308, if I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely right.
You're going to hear moms in the back, you know what I mean? But we here, you know what I'm saying? So, I got a few lovely people with me. Okay, wow. That's Chung Chung that I hear rolling up in my ear. I'm sitting here tripping right now.
You thought it was a fire somewhere.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Exit.
But we're here, I'm here with a few lovely people, you know what I'm saying? Got the lovely, the beautiful.
What's up?
The wonderful, Chung Chung. The talented Chung Chung, you know what I'm saying? We got third the guy, degree. You know what I'm saying? Third, she could wait, you know what I'm saying? She could wait for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I've been here before.
She
a star.
We got Spliffington in the building, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what time it is. The kid, man, y'all know what time it is. And all the way to my right, you know what I'm saying? We got the media mogul over here, you know what I'm saying? Third Degree TV.
What's going on, y'all? What's going on?
Don't worry, third. You know how it goes. In the edits, you're going to hear the hand claps.
Absolutely. I would hope so.
We here, man. How everybody feeling? Everybody looking good, smelling good, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How y'all
yes.
feeling? What's going
Yo,
on?
Yo, this out the way. Rocky, just move this.
Yeah.
All right. Good. I just want to be safe. I don't want to fuck up the sound for nobody. I just standing just by my feet. I love everybody.
I'm feeling good. I think you know we got so many things to talk about within this past just maybe week or two that.
The
world
saying.
Seems to be going upside down every other week.
I was having a conversation with my sister. And I said, "Yo, 23." Like, the only thing I can remember about 23, to be honest with you, is, like, Diddy. That's it.
Oh, man. Did he like, do it or didn't he? Yeah, did like, he not?
Maybe if you bring up other topics, it probably come to mind. Like, okay, I remember that shit, but...
Yeah.
Beverly? That,
they kind of just left us with that.
That lived in my head rent-free.
Yeah.
That's still the only thing you remember?
We was...
There's probably others, but, you know, did it cut my interest to remember
Jada Pinkett Smith going sped at...
She definitely did.
Yeah!
She definitely did end the year off with a big fat Joe lookalike.
Thank
you. That's what I fucking. I knew I wasn't bugging. Everybody was commenting like, "Yo, she looked like Caillou." She looked like Fat Joe.
Yes.
Swear to God, something up. And I was like, "She's skinny Fat Joe right now. What happened? She chilled with Fat Joe for a while. You know what I mean? He interviewed her, so I think she just. I don't know. Ooh. Fat Joe got the swag. He got the swag. You know, so she was from, you know, it may be dated, but still,
he
like,
got the what?
Got he got some swag, you know, like the clothes and stuff. She was dressed just like Fat Joe.
Shit was crazy.
That was nothing she had on was something that Fat Joe wouldn't have worn.
I agree.
So salute to Jada, you know, I have no, you know, qualms with this woman. I think, you know, she living her truth. Leave it at that.
She got a lot of truths, to be honest.
She got a lot of truths.
Yes, in her truths.
She got a lot of truth.
Salute to Jada.
I should have never mixed this read up.
But what's good? How you feeling, Chung? How was your week? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. Surprisingly, have you ever got like a text like number that you don't know and it just says hey?
Yeah, I hate those.
Y'all like?
They usually come after like. Drunken nights at bars.
Nah,
I'm just like,
this
oh.
is like 8. I know the exact time. 8:42.
Okay.
The only, like people like at that
you're
time
during prime time.
People that time people know I'm up. You know what I'm saying? People know. So nigga, why you playing on my phone? Why you playing on my phone? Like the phone that I paid my bill on. You know, it's just.
What if it's just somebody that you didn't save the number on?
Oh, I save all numbers because I don't get my number out too often anyway. So that's why.
Fair enough. Me neither. So only when I'm drunk
so
at bars.
So you left it at that, or you?
I left that shit at who is this, and that's it.
Yeah, new number. Who this?
So you asked who is this,
and the person then hit me back up. So I know you're playing with me.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
I see. Yeah,
you hit me up. So
I automatically.
You know my number.
Yeah, I agree.
You know my number.
Yeah.
That's you negative. Know? That's negative.
I that's hmm.
That's scammy whammy.
Let me see if she gonna answer this message because she not answering all the messages.
Man.
Scammy whammy.
Tight right now, bro.
Well,
what happened?
You need a light, bro.
No, I'm not talking right now.
I'm not talking right now. Scammy whammy.
I'm thinking that he dropped something. Like,
right, I'm gonna tell y'all what happened, man. Like, this mic that I'm this mic that I'm using right now, it got a clamp to go on the table, you know what I'm saying? And Spliff forgot the other one for the other mic. I just like to be transparent with my people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not putting like him on the spot.
Like, no.
That's what I'm doing. I love
I was holding a mic with no stand to let y'all know I'm the nigga that fucked up. That was just to let y'all know what happened. But I appreciate y'all. I'll be MVP once again.
Now we're going to continue to rub it in every 15 minutes because this is building character. This is how you build. This is how you become a better person.
This might be the theme of the show. You know
this is like what you told niggas yesterday. I like talking shit. Now I can't talk shit because I don't got no mic.
But what's good with you, Spliff? How was your weekend? Hold on, I got you here.
All right, so look, Ral, what's going on? I got a black beanie from Tri-State Caps. I love We Go Hard. And shout out to Earn Clothing. But everything is good over here, you feel me? I haven't dropped no new videos. I just care about what's going on here. And I hope everyone watches more episodes and stay in tune. And we'll have more guests like this that'll just be here to make sure y'all know what's going on. And the Siege Battle League, mash it on the way. Tune in.
Appreciate
you.
I appreciate you, gang lady.
I be trying to make sure. I try to make sure I don't forget nothing. So once I'm on my time, we here. Nah, my bad. I just didn't want. I just wanted the people to know. But I go like this. I'm about to say something. You feel me? I'll be like, yo, hello,
y'all. Like I said, come here.
This might be about the
people.
Best episodes that I dropped in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Cause when they make my inner child laugh, it's a good time. You know what I'm saying? I'm always.
We have Angry Bird over here. All right, so we have to like be.
You don't even really be that mad. You be mad after, and then they I was mad the whole episode. Like, nah, I just bro, be on point.
Right. You know, there are times he has a little.
Had a good day today.
Good. That's it. Right. Think about the good.
Listen, I understand. The understandings, man. Sometimes you cranky, man.
Niggas said Reek and Hennin.
Yeah.
Mr. Perfect.
Yeah, man.
But we're here, man. Yo, shout out to everybody that's been commenting. You know what I'm saying? My son Chun Chun getting a couple.
Thank you.
Fans out there.
Y'all nasty niggas keep tuning in. Y'all niggas go send money on her Cash App.
This is
and y'all
why
stop playing
I wear hoodies.
These no nasty
this
shit.
This is why I wear sweats.
Yo, I was crying.
I don't, my bad if I touch the mic.
Because I looked at the picture. Pause, my mouth was open. I did not like it. But we'll fix those now.
The one time I want to be.
She had the Yeezys out.
You
had a good morning. He was like, I'm coming to come in here a little. You know what?
Thighs out, all that.
Now they
about to start
her
voting.
Now y'all. Chun had the Selena shirt on.
Them niggas is upset now. They like, who is this?
Sunset, yo, Chun making them leggings look right. Right? So I posted.
It starts there.
I posted the two comments that we got on the episode.
And this dude was like,
I seen it in the comments.
And she ain't look because she don't be on IG like that too heavy. So then we text the other day. She was like, yo, I can't make it. Let's record tomorrow. I'm like, all right, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? I think you should reply to the last two comments because I can't. You know, I liked it because it's my channel.
I can't respond.
But I can't
to
reply
it.
To
it. Right.
Thank you.
But the first dude said, my son cashed me out, Mello. He said, yo, the pod is going up this year, and welcome back, Chun Chun. He was respectful.
And I said I appreciate you.
He was respectful.
Because
my son was definitely on dirty time.
The second
one. Yes. He finally got someone back on here.
Yo.
Niggas don't give a fuck.
This
is where y'all come to see this shit, but niggas don't care about us.
I keep trying to tell
what I was wearing.
Yeah, I keep trying to tell.
I'm gonna wear what I'm wearing. And then
Sunset, that thumb.
This is why I pull up to battles. How I pull up. I'm gonna be playing that shit. Yeah, no,
nah, see.
Okay, I left, and I'm a little tiny little.
That thumbnail looking
nice. Shit, yo, these niggas be horny Harolds.
I'm laughing.
Horny Harolds.
I'm laughing because Chun is my sis, up. You know what I'm saying? But
that's what I was saying.
I was looking at that comment.
And I know how she dressed.
I was looking at that comment like, how do I respond to this shit? Do I respond like my regular self?
I'd be like, I appreciate
it. Or do I just be like, I just like
regular
it.
Regular self is having a show.
Appreciate you, brother, man. Nah. Because, you know, you can't be too.
Nah. To be honest.
I be on the line, you can't be too much. Like,
you can't be too much. But to be honest, nice let's go.
Let's pee go up.
Content.
Nah, you can't. I realized this shit. Content. My aunt used to say that shit. I used to be like, DD, come on. Why are you.
We were just talking about it.
You be a little too nice to niggas. And a nigga that don't know you.
Most things.
A nigga that don't know you. What?
We was at Queen of the Ray. Who was in Queen of the Ray looking at your thighs? Because niggas said, yo,
third, what you was eating? I was like, what? I fucking left for like 4 months, and I don't know what I've been. What are you talking about? I'm the same fucking weight. I was like, y'all niggas is Honey Harolds. Y'all Honey Harolds.
Honey Harolds.
That's how you know niggas know when your shit looking right. Third came through with 10 pounds extra on the game. All right, niggas
Ten is crazy. I have not gained. Let me tell you something. I have not gained 10 pounds. I don't know what he's talking about. It might have been 3. I might have gained 3. I lost 2 on the way here.
And third, you know, third is beautiful. And all that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I appreciate you, bro.
So.
Yo, I really
I don't take shit like that as comments, or y'all really look at it like, yo, niggas is thirst buckets.
No, I don't. I really don't. I know that niggas is Horny Harolds because that's men. Men. No. It's okay. Just keep it respectful. That's all. Like, when I first got into battle rap and I got back out into battle rap. Oh my fucking god! Like this, I had to just. I was like, nah, I'm hoodied up. I'm Nike'd up. Cause y'all niggas be wildin'. I see what happened to the bitches that try to go there cute. You. Fucking flocking around these bitches. I'm like, I got a job to do. I can't have this shit.
What did you say on the way here that made me say ill?
Yo, boy, don't say put it. Me out there.
No. And I'm gonna tell you why. And your response. Okay, he said something, right? And I just didn't.
I'm trying not to put that out there to the public. No, that's why I said it off the cam. But I got you.
No, stop.
She's getting it. No, stop it.
Watch the. Oh, my bad. Yo, these two women will never make me do anything wrong. I will never get indicted or nothing fucking with these two. I love
you. We're looking out for you. We'll
never tell. We'll never tell.
Some of y'all females, I was going to highlight y'all, and she said. No, Nick, and I stopped.
I had a save slip from a couple of drones.
No namies.
But no namies, so I say, yo.
No, you gotta stop.
It's about a. And then I said, I gotta relax.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's how I can say without saying it. Thank you.
Sometimes you gotta aim the peepee. Go ahead. Go.
He said it in a way where if he's talking to the guys. Y'all was like, oh, yeah. But he said it to me, and I'm a female. How I took it was like, ew.
Yeah.
But his thing, he's like, yo, my straight bad. But he was like, I apologize straight for
murder.
Saying it to you.
Straight murder. What did you That's what I said, that? Basically. Straight murder.
Did you
ruthless.
Say?
What did you say?
Is that what you thought when you saw the comment?
Remember the fat nigga said about
Hold on. Is that what you thought when you saw the comment?
Bang.
No. That had nothing to do with the comment. He was just, you know, relating and trying to give me insight on something.
I said it like if I was with you. Right. And I should have respectfully said it like if I was with Troon, but I gave Troon the big homie thing. Cause we was talking
the big
about
homie stamp.
Yeah, I was.
When Troon gets in her bag and then I say my shit back, I just be automatically on like my nigga, like, yo, my nigga. These niggas.
Yeah.
Shit.
The way he was saying it and put it, it's the wording. It sound creepy as fuck. Mm. But if you're talking to a guy, that shit gonna sound legit. That shit gonna sound lit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Cause dollars be doing that. That's my brother.
Yeah,
Dollars looks at some ass or something, and I'm like, bro, every single ass, Jesus.
Fat.
Yeah, yo, hello, crazy. Mom. I'm like, would you shut the fuck up? Bitch, mind her damn business. She got headphones on. She can't even hear you. Leave her. Stop.
Yo, Dollar, we got to chill in the Bronx,
understand his lingo now, how right. he speaks. Next time he says it to me, I'm right. like, all
right,
whatever.
Right.
But it caught me off guard, like,
you like, that's some shit you talk to your niggas like about. Yeah,
really, it made me sound like, damn, I'm really the nigga.
That's when we the homies. That's when we, you get the, really the, you're like, I'm really got the homie stamp.
But you know what? Keep talking like that. Because when I get with a nigga, I know what the fuck to look for. Yes.
Now you got the split. You got the homie bag.
Nah, keep going.
Got the official homie bag.
I'm not
talk your shit. Talk like, yeah, that's what that nigga said. I know what you mean.
She my fake therapist. Like, my relationship. You feel me?
Listen, hold on, listen. I
promise
you.
All
can
right.
sit back, right?
No, my bad, I got you. And I still hear you. My bad.
I got my headphones.
It's
on,
tall
right?
people.
I
tall people thing.
When I go like this, I can hear you.
You can hear me?
That's a fact.
All right, my bad. Oh, that's my bad.
And I was. I like
I just
to be
felt like for the people, I had to give them some
up on the mic.
Like, you feel me? I had to give them the. You know, like they got the glasses on in the future.
Giving him the Method Man type of look.
You just know, you know.
You feel me?
I like you know me.
Fire, my bad.
I like.
Yeah, my bad.
No, smoking split. We all smoking our splits. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I feel like that's what's happening.
You that
right
nigga.
Now.
You know what I'm saying? But
I like, remember like
because when
bad.
I saw that comment, I was like, "Woo!"
No,
it's gonna be a good year.
It's a good year. It's horny niggas is coming out the field. They just letting know, yo, we here for Troon. We ain't here for you niggas. Let it be on Troon. Put her in the middle. Tell her to stand up a couple times. We know what y'all want. Y'all not getting that.
Nah.
You might gotta start a Patreon. You do a new. For niggas,
oh shit,
$20.
You know, and this is you see what this is what y'all niggas do. Y'all go and this is no. Let me tell you something. This is how pimping originated because of this shit right here. That's that pimping
it's
shit.
You're auctioning me off, my nigga.
Did you just try to pimp? Yeah, he trying to pimp you. Hold on,
I didn't. I'm
like,
sorry.
You heard that, right?
That's what they doing started. On. That's what they doing on Patreon.
I don't think pimping was intentional. I think it was just like, you know, shorty, if you just walk around for $45, if you just walk around for $45,
the only thing that
you
I like
might,
the only thing up,
you might pay, you might pay some shit.
The only
you know
thing
man?
That I like about it is maybe just in jacket. His own way,
mm-hmm.
oh my God.
Is showing appreciation to something that he saw.
Absolutely.
What, you know what I'm saying?
No, yeah. I see it that way.
So,
but when he said that, I looked at the video again. And I'm looking at how my thighs look. I'm like, what the
yo,
fuck
bro.
Was he looking at? You know, because I was rubbing the shit out of it.
Right.
I was covering
girl.
My legs. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't
go
like.
Look at her, go look at her recent post, bro. From the last episode.
This is how pimping started, y'all.
I was like, damn.
Oh,
you
know, in the episode, she said. Let me see how my
shit's
jiggling.
Nah, cause she's like, yo, I'm glowing right now. That's
oh
right.
Shit! Oh
nah,
shit!
Your skin was booming. Shout out to the skin.
She looked good in the last. She looked good all the time because I like the way she dressed.
You know, horny hair,
right? She dressed proper, right? When she's like this,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Look, when she's like this, she dressed proper. That shit is fire. I think Chun Chun is one of the best dressed people that I see.
Oh yeah, she got fleet.
And when she dressed like that, that means that she's feeling herself.
I was feeling myself. I ain't gonna
so
lie.
So boom,
I bought that outfit. I was like, "This booty
that's
looking
what I said.
Booty-ish."
That's
and these
where's
are,
the eat exactly?
Sometimes
this,
these
see,
are,
this
these
how
are,
pimping started.
Sometimes these are the replies. Sometimes these are the replies you get when you're feeling yourself.
Crazy.
Niggas feel that.
Yes, it's an energy
that
is exuded. Yes, yes, I agree.
Self energy. It wasn't like
it wasn't for you, niggas.
Yeah, like. Like mm-hmm. I felt positive. I felt
and
good.
And I appreciate you for that.
Ooh,
I appreciate you for that.
Well,
you know why? Because it just so happened.
I think that creates pheromones.
I just clicked on this video today, and I saw a beautiful woman.
Exactly.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. You right?
I'm going back.
I'm not trying to change your mind tonight.
All right, now listen, hey. Listen, we have to give the flowers where the flowers are due.
He was like, that
"Yo,
you
I
heard.
Ain't gonna lie, right?
Do do do,
woman."
Niggas, that's
yo, let's get back
sexy
to the topic. So we went out the roof for a real quick minute, right?
That lady?
I know all y'all seen it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The Jews. And the underground tunnel.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we there.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry.
No,
it's a couple of blocks away.
Cut the camera.
It's a couple
cut the
blocks
cut
away.
The camera. Nigga, did you see what they did to Kanye?
Yo.
Cut the camera. Cut the camera.
Oh, that shit.
Hell no. They dropped this.
The
hell.
Flowers moving.
We ain't got
like,
billions
like,
of dollars
like,
to lose.
They was just building up. off the ground and shit. Like, the shit was moving. Yeah. I know I was smoking, but I wasn't smoking that much to the point where I'm really seeing this shit.
I'm sorry.
Is it distorting it?
Yo, that shit was scary. Yo. And they were just...
Yo, I'm about to have you cry right now, bro.
Just kept going.
Yeah.
There was a lot of them. I got scared.
I just thought about something the homie said, right? Niggas knew what was going on.
Let me ask you.
Why was construction by that church for mad long? Hey. And they got them niggas under there? Them niggas. I don't know. I'm just saying.
What was they doing? Like, what? Fully dressed. So it's not like you like slaving and shit down there. Slaving and shit. What is you doing?
It was mad.
Like, we want to know.
It was mad.
So boom.
Like, no
this
ain't like nobody took a video down there. It gotta be something.
This ain't new.
That was booming.
This ain't new. They like probably like 6-7 months old.
Right.
Of what? Being in that tunnel.
Being in that tunnel, but they've been digging it. Since like for like 2 years.
But what you digging? That's for crazy. What?
I don't know. But they saying that they found strange things in there, like mattresses with like blood stains.
Oh god.
Babies, like you know, the toddler chairs that they sit on and shit. Mad different shit. Everything hasn't came out exactly what's been going on, but they saying some strange shit is going on.
He's here.
What if they like down there just having kids and not being claimed, and then I pop up and got a kid. Here you go.
And claim them on, the taxes. I don't know. Give me one of them niggas. I need to claim some taxes. Yeah,
not that. Because at the end of the day, when you get pregnant, you got to go to the hospital and all that shit. What if you getting someone pregnant?
I mean, they have like
and
a whole nother, like,
to the hospital,
are we talking
baby?
About Hasidic Jews? Are we talking about the ones that are here out?
Yeah.
They have another world. I'm not going to lie. Like, they live in another world, bro. Like, this, they not of this.
This is
no disrespect to them. Because but if you observe them, like sit
like
and just
so,
watch,
they're
like
so
they live
protected.
In a different.
So they really have.
Yeah.
They're so protected.
They
so
barely
it's like,
look at
they
you.
Could do
like
the
you
fuck
don't
they want.
Even.
So look,
you barely
to be honest,
exist. There's no reason for you to exist in their world,
to be honest
type
with you,
shit.
To be
unless
honest
you're
with you,
unless
right
you're
here,
one of them.
Right here where I live.
Yeah.
Is Jewtown.
Oh my god, insane. Yeah, I know.
So I don't know where during like COVID and everything. They just opening urgent cares and shit like that.
Yeah, they're taking it over.
Supermarkets and shit.
Because the money.
But to be honest,
the
with the tunnels and shit, I thought they was the one that had the sour whisper.
Mm.
You know.
Hiding.
I mean, you know, Jay-Z trying to put niggas on, you know, in that song. And what was that? OJ?
Yeah.
Or something. What's the name of that song?
OJ. Yeah, OJ.
Is it OJ?
They got the real estate for that shit, bro. They own everything. That was a church.
What you mean?
That was their church.
Yeah.
So they own this real estate. So you don't know what they're doing,
right?
And then they got these religious days and shit where you can't fuck with them. You can't go inside. You can't do nothing.
Yeah.
You don't know what they're doing, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The niggas dug a whole tunnel that's like.
Yo, I mean, you know,
the way they was coming out that tunnel was like a hamster coming out of a yo, and you're fully closed.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was what made me say, all right, yeah, nah.
That's some shit right there.
You clean, my nigga. Like, that means down there gotta be clean.
You cleaned, but there's no dirt. So no foul play was, you know what I mean? There's no foul play. Y'all just in it.
I feel more justice if I see some blood or something on that shirt, but you was clean.
Exploded?
A little bit.
Not exploding. Oh, you know what? It's just the type of beer that it is. I mean, I do want to actually talk about outside of that. I want us to get to the tax shit too.
That allowed members of the Jewish sect, Hasidic, to attend the synagogue during lockdown. The tunnels were allegedly illegally dug around 6 months ago to expand the synagogue. Upon finding of the tunnel, a chaotic riot broke out.
Mm-hmm.
Orthodox men, mostly in their teens, tried to stop police from investigating and construction crews from filling in the tunnel. The tunnel contained several layers, many rooms, and even secret crawl spaces and hidden entrances. But what's most horrifying is that mattresses with big stains and high chairs for
babies. That's what I'm saying. They're having kids down there. So you know what's going to happen? Like, this is just me.
Right. You're going to be on to something.
Huh?
I said you might be on to something. Go.
Yeah, so... Just alone that you have these beds down there, you have a lot of space to have a baby or, you know, a mom and a
family.
Like,
what do you think is the purpose of this?
The purpose of it is, I want my people to stay on. Like, the fuck? Like, if I have this baby right here, right?
Right.
I mean, then again, you do have your dental is your, you know, if anything happened, you can't just clone you and be like, all right, yeah, it's my baby right here. Because, you know, you have your blood, your teeth alone is going to identify who you are when you die.
Absolutely.
Okay? So, you having these kids, and it's like, don't y'all get this thing, like, why is there so much of them?
Yeah, I'm curious as to what the.
So some of them was like, do they really even have a identification to even?
That's what I'm saying. Do they even got a fucking birth certificate? You know, like, are they so registered, like, in the fucking census?
So do you even give them like a fake ass name and shit? Like, all right, cool, here we go.
Yeah. I just can't imagine.
Baby came from? Oh, he What's came from his name is my, David, my country. You know, my, you know, this is my cousin.
Joseph. Right.
This is my cousin. This is my nephew's.
Yeah, yeah, I can't imagine.
You know, and he's living here. So here go his papers.
Mm-hmm. I'm a conspiracy theorist, too. I could fuck with that, you know what I'm saying?
Yo!
I could fuck with that conspiracy theorist, you know what I mean? But
all his documents got, you know, destroyed. Nothing. So he's coming back here to America because, you know.
What?
True.
Come on now. This is how I think sometimes, you know, and I just maybe go beyond. But when you hit me with the mattress,
mm-hmm.
when you hit me with the mattress in the high chairs,
y'all living down there for what? Okay, so what are y'all doing? Like, or it could just be you having people come over that's not documented. Got to have somewhere to live, and that's where. And it could be a lot, but that first thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was my first. I agree. Excuse me with that last part.
I had a ton to say, but I'm gonna
go ahead, bro. Yeah.
Nah, say it.
No, I agree.
No,
with
because
that.
All right. So with the airport thing, right?
Right.
In all reality, when do they check the youth? Like, how old do they check you? You know what I mean?
Everyone is. I mean, you have to walk through that metal detector. You know, at least the metal detector.
No, but I'm saying if they breeding these kids and send them back over there. Like,
right?
How they young? I mean,
are they flying?
They can just walk right. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you're a baby, you can. You don't need a. You just need a birth certificate.
They'll make a fake one.
That's what I said.
And then boom, slide on all these little niggas that look alike. Boop, boop, boop. Yes, David. Oh, yeah, this David. It's David.
Did the tunnel lead to anywhere? Like, was it leading somewhere or something, or was it just some? Like, I have so many questions.
Wasn't it like the synagogue? Like, wasn't it?
They said it was just expanding the synagogue, but it was several layers. So I don't know, like, how long was the length, you know what I'm saying? But
I mean, I guess this is
that's what I'm saying, like, real estate not crime. Too much. Yeah, not too much of it has came out, but, you know, more of the story gonna come out during the days that we, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, if I'm leasing a building or something, and I have to account for the spaces that people are gonna occupy, I assume you can get sued for adding space that isn't.
Oh yeah, of course.
You know,
baby girl, what's up with this blueprint?
Inspected and shit.
Why is this? What's this?
Up? What's up? What are we talking
this
about?
This not in it.
Own it.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is not in the blueprint.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, you know, is it a hazard?
Yes.
You know, okay, you tongue digging this shit. Exactly. You don't know if you're gonna burst a pipe or
mm-hmm.
a gas leak or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, because y'all want to expand up top.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got the money for it.
And they usually, that's what you say. But then I don't know how it is in New York City.
Yeah.
Like, when you own a building, if you own, like, because, you know, like, if down south you own the land beneath you and the air above you and all that extra stuff. I don't know how it is in New York City because, you know,
it's a lot different.
It's totally different.
It's a little different.
Three extra basements will make that property different, and it's going to be a different cost of living in that building now.
Yeah.
So that's why these niggas trying to be sneaky. And if they go through that whole shit, that's a whole couple of extra money there. Because four basements, three basements down, I go crazy. That's mad ass space, bro.
Yeah, I mean, living there is interesting. Yeah, I just don't understand why put yourself at risk or put the kids and stuff like that at risk.
You know what made me say, I understand why people do certain things. You know the person that, like, jumped at the judge?
Right.
You know, just because it's like certain things that be happening to people, it's just that frustration. Mm-hmm. But I feel like.
Yeah, that nigga
bugged out. You fucked up. Like, what would you think? Nigga, and then out. The next judge that sent to him charged him with even more on top of what he had.
Oh, that guy, Spider Monkey. Are we talking about Spider Monkey? Because that's what the fuck he did. He
How
glided.
Did you leap up to the podium? That shit is high.
Have we fuck. Have we all here been to court? Been to
yeah. I, that shit high.
Yeah, respectfully. Yeah, yeah. And I know I'm short, but I've seen plenty of you know. You gotta sit there, and you gotta watch other people go up, and sometimes even go to jail. You're like, oh damn, they took that nigga. Some niggas, yo, that should be crazy. I'm like, oh, they took that nigga. They sick of him.
He's remanded.
Yeah. I've only bumped into one very serious judge, and it was just like, bitch, miss one more court date, I swear to God, I'll throw your little scrawny ass in jail. And I was just like, yes, sir.
They put the thing over his face.
Man so court. Man yeah, court.
I mean, what the fuck are you doing?
Man
I
court. Man court attacking.
What was crazy is that she didn't even violate.
Man court attacking Las Vegas judge mm-hmm. sentenced to 19 to 48 months mm-hmm. in unrelated case. His sister claims he has a long history of mental illness. All right.
Because they can't let her try him for that incident, obviously. That's a conflict of interest. You're the one that got your ass beat. You know what I'm saying?
So you right, you're going to give him everything.
Yeah, but another
you
judge.
You're going to put him under the jail.
They know each other. It's a whole... I mean,
and you a woman.
Yeah, the other judge will do it. The other judge will do it.
He said, nah, fuck that.
Crazy. What the
fuck?
Nah, like his sneakers.
No, it was the nah, fuck that, bitch. I was like, oh!
He said, nah, fuck that. Fuck. Straight as she said. Oh.
The way.
But why didn't you.
The way this guy right here in the suit, the white and black, was beating the shit out of him. Like he was a, it looked like he was a dog.
It was a
dog. Like he was, like this guy right here.
That's the fuck that.
This, like,
It was a little. It was a little too late. You know what I mean? If I was her, oh, y'all fired. Because how the fuck did he get here? How did
But.
I mean, to their defense, they could not fly over there either. They had to go around.
Yeah.
He, in all respect, glided over there. It was...
All thing I could think of, he probably jumped on the table and then jumped and leaped up. Because there's like two, you know, the tables...
Let me tell you something. That nigga not going to jail. He going to Star Labs. Because the nigga is a mutant. You heard? There's no fucking physical way that you can get up there like that.
He's like a hyena.
He's going to Star Labs.
How did you get
over? Whole body over, though.
Yeah, it's over.
But then when you have that adrenaline in your body, you just...
Nah, that fuck that gave him all of it.
Yo, yeah.
Mind you, she was right about what the fuck she said.
Went over that shit.
She was right about what she said. You know what? I think I'm going to give you a taste of something else because all you do is have a record of assault and you just assaulted my ass.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He needs to go to jail or Star Labs.
Yeah, if that's what his past fucking assaults and shit was, you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
you need a timeout.
Damn, she said, I don't think you learned your lesson. You know what I mean?
No.
My son said, nah, fuck
give you
that.
A taste of something else. He gave her fuck a taste that. Of something else. I'm not gonna
damn,
lie.
Damn, how he get that much space to even get that close?
Court officers, what the fuck?
Yeah, I thought it was like one by the.
But
like,
honestly, say everybody was shocked. Nobody wasn't expecting for this man to.
No, of course not.
Because the way he was acting, he didn't act like he was about to attack. Like,
yeah, there's Dawn a table
the
right
shit.
There.
Like, this nigga about to bite me. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
I want to see the angle from which he jumped. If they don't show us that,
I wanted to see from the judge's the back. But that's how I
that's
see.
What I want
to
see.
Need
from
another
the
view.
I want to know how he
need to just see another view.
I'm telling you, he had
looked.
To like jump onto something to jump up there because that shit is high.
What the fuck? But the table that they usually have there is quite far from the judge.
Yo, they should record them shits more often.
And she was so chill. Yeah, she was just like, oh my God, he got ass.
He probably leaped on the table or something.
That's what I'm saying.
Because he leaped. Like
he also had the aim of a lifetime. Like, he could have jumped and missed.
He hit his head.
He got ass.
Nah, but no,
poor woman,
no funny
man. That's fucked up.
Him jumping off the table, kind of wild. Because, like, you know how they put... You know how they put the table and the tables be here?
That's
and
what
it's
I'm
like
saying.
A walk
he
up to them niggas.
Yeah,
so if he jumped from the table, boy, unbelievable.
When the judge comes from the back, they have to step up onto something to get. So but it's yeah, just they like go how like
four flight
he,
four steps.
What he did, what he is, is a waste of talent. He's a waste of talent. He could have been in the NFL doing all that bullshit. Olympics, you could have been in the fucking NBA. You over here jumping on a judge.
NFL, okay? For sure.
What's wrong with you? You could have been jumping for millions of dollars. God damn it.
In the Olympics.
Give him. Yeah, he gotta get
jump. NFL wide receiver.
Yeah, he got to get donkey of the day, man. Because that was fucking believable. Yeah, absolutely.
He did. He definitely did. Shout out to Charlamagne the God. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Donkey of the day. What y'all thought about Cat Williams, though?
Thank you. The nigga that had two interviews and had the internet on Smitty.
Still got it on fire. Still got it on fire.
Yo, I was like, all right. I believe everything. That first week, you know, we still.
So we're going from the first interview. We still in it,
you know what I'm saying? I was like, yo. This first week of January is kind of like, then that Cat Williams interview dropped. Jules did their thing. My son Jeffrey Epstein out here wilding too, but you know what I'm saying?
He's been wilding for a long time. He's been wilding on the island for a long time.
But what y'all thought about, we going to talk about the Cat Williams interview with Shannon Sharp?
Yeah.
What y'all thought? What's y'all thoughts,
amazing,
man?
Amazing.
He went blood on that shit, right?
Yo, he started that shit off like, that's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Oh, boom.
Get money. Yo, salute. You know, you got to tell your truth. Sometimes the truth is hard to absorb when it's, you know, it's about household names and people you have ideas about. But you got to remember that these are people too. And this is just, you know what I mean? These guys are each other's peers, so they, you know what I mean? Sometimes you kind of consider what people are saying. I don't know. I didn't find a lie yet. He might have read 3,000 books by the time he was 12. I mean, goddamn. I was really trying to quantify that, and I just cannot find the time to do that. I've read a lot of books, though.
All of the book, like the whole book, but he read.
It was a lot of Penguin books. You know, the Penguin books, the Slim Johns, because it's no fucking Jesus Christ. What else were you doing? Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. He said he was homeless for some time. Maybe you have a lot of time when you're homeless.
Cat Williams could be the only nigga that could be Money Mike. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean,
just had to.
It wasn't Ricky Smiley. We all know that.
Yo, boy.
We're gonna be honest. Come on. Salute to Ricky.
I don't think Ricky Smiley.
You doodle.
The best part of the interview.
Why would you sit here and be like, I saw Cat 30 times.
I'm gonna go home with Boondocks now. You know,
as I stand before you, Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon.
I would have bust Cedric's stomach.
That was the best part of the interview. I ain't gonna lie.
I was at work watching that shit.
Yo, that shit was 3 hours long, bro. I was like, all right, let me sit down. And
I watched
45.
I watched every second. You heard?
Was classic.
Yeah. I watched every second from
like,
the intro.
Like Third said, you know what I'm saying? You gotta speak your truth. You know what I'm saying? And the joke was real similar. That's in question.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the other shit that he said. It's too for me. It's like I'm not in there. I'm not in that.
No one's
world,
addressing the things that he said.
Some shit might seem true. You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, Cedric is not on Tubi. Y'all hurt, nigga. Hurt. None of your specials is on Tubi. Netflix, cool. They delete shit. You're not on Tubi. Tubi got everything.
I think. Right. I mean, we're not going front though. I'm not on Tubi. Listen, I'll say this: out of all of the comics that he named, he literally is funnier than all of them, and I think that kind of shuts the fucking conversation up, you know, enough for him. But he went in because a lot of personal reasons, and again, like niggas, just, you know, they're speaking, but they're not really speaking on any. They're not really addressing any of the things that, you know, he specifies. So. I mean, salute to him, bro.
I don't want to make it seem like I'm caping for the certain person that this certain point that he made. You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
But with the Kevin Hart shit, right?
That was spicy. That's a hard pill to swallow because we all love. Let's be honest. He's funny. We like him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But with the plant shit and all that, cool, whatever you feel, right? But when it comes to he's saying, every single script was on my table, and that, and the third. All right, cool. That might be true, right?
Right.
But at some point, people wouldn't get tired of you always having a discretion with.
We won't get to that.
The scripts that they give you. Mm-hmm. Like every single time, I understand about the dress shit, and sometimes.
I think he just mentioned quite a few movies. Oh, he said 50, and I'm pretty sure he didn't mention that because we can't Google it.
And right. And most of them is not comedic roles. Right. They're a lot of dramatic and real roles.
So he's got the ones that were comedic. I mean, he made the movie. Let's be honest. You knew Cat when you knew when Cat Williams was in the movie that you was and you wanted to go laugh. You knew this movie was going to be funny if he was in it.
Cat Williams.
I mean,
but what you was gonna say, Chun?
He was really big at some point. You feel me? It's like Kevin Hart at some point. Like, you know, all right, this nigga gonna be funny in this movie. Let me go see this shit real quick.
He was getting there.
This thing's pretty funny.
Well, I'm, what you was about to say?
I lost my thought.
My fault, damn.
It's okay.
It's the weed.
Yo.
Nah.
Steve Harvey, perpetrator. You took hanging with Mr. Cooper, and I just realized that when niggas pointed the fingers, them niggas had the same suit, same blue suit. This nigga Steve Harvey was in an apartment building. Nigga, Mark Curry had a house. Two floors and all that. Sorry.
Damn.
That shit hurt my heart. Yeah. And if you think about it, the Steve Harvey show, everyone else was more funnier than him. Steeda was funnier than him. The girlfriend.
Yeah.
I think I said the name wrong, but the girlfriend was fun. Cedric's girl was funnier. Than him.
Hold on.
Was funnier than him. I'm just saying, bro.
Uh oh.
I don't know what you
funnier
saying.
Than who?
Than Steve Harvey Steve on his Harvey. Show?
Yeah.
Steve Harvey had
niggas like the show was
good.
The Romeo.
Show was good. I don't think he was the best person, and it was his tour. He wasn't the best person on Kings of Comedy.
No, yeah, that's 100%. That's 100% facts.
Bernie Mac was the best tour. One there.
Let's be honest. Like, come on.
But it was Steve Harvey.
Chris Tucker on? No. Did he feature at all?
Nah, the Kings of Comedy was
Jam.
That was D.L. Hughley, Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer, and Steve Harvey.
And Bernie Mac was the one.
Bernie all the way. Let's be honest. Yeah, let's keep it real. So again, not a lie told there. I like Steve.
Nah, no lies.
I like Steve on Family.
No lies.
Family Feud, respectfully.
Steve Harvey got his brand.
He can roast a nigga. I'm not gonna hold it. I feel like he's sparing he Cat. I feel like family. He could roast Cat if he wanted to, but he's not gonna roast him because he like I'm too old for this shit.
Cat
1-0. Like I got Cat no matter what.
Earth that nigga.
But in like a 3-rounder, like Cat.
Cat still.
Cat 2-1.
You gotta remember, this the same nigga that made a joke about the lion in the zoo. That shit was super comedy.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. Yeah. The tiger.
Come on, niggas. Yeah, the tiger. Niggas don't got jokes, bro. Steve Harvey, he could play, but he ain't no cat.
It ain't that.
He can play dirty.
He'll read you. Like, you know how a gay nigga, like, I don't know. Like, you know how. No, no. Respectful. Like, you know how you can't. Like, I don't like to argue with them. I don't argue with them because they will fucking read you. I don't know what they're going to say. It could be made up, but
nah, it
don't
about,
matter. Like,
it ain't
I've seen
no,
them
read it. It ain't nothing about no signs.
Nah, they be.
What you. What?
It be specifically too. Gay
niggas
men.
Dangerous.
They really good. They good at this.
What you thought about the interview?
Cat Williams do it like that.
Hmm?
Chill.
Okay. What happened?
The interview.
I loved it. I think it tops. If y'all know I'm a Charleston White fan, but I just feel like this beat his interviews. I'm just saying, as of
that,
just
thought that
yeah.
Was a stand up.
Like right, so it's just like it was comedy, but at the same time he was just dropping this wisdom and knowledge and gems and gems and gems, and then it's like, was he telling the truth?
About
was he not telling you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh nah, that's the truth. Like you know what I'm saying? Like why would he lie about that shit?
Right.
And it was so funny because if y'all go back to like the episodes we be doing, I'm always like rocking back and forth. So I felt like damn, like it was a kumbaya moment because it's like you know when you're really talking to somebody.
Yeah.
And you really like into something like you want some like yo like I'm trying to confess some shit, and I'm really you know and I'm trying to word it to where you ain't or you did not take it a certain way, but you know.
So you feel like you saw it in the body language. You
yeah,
saw some
like
of the truth in the body language.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel you.
Don't get me wrong. He probably black people tend to overhype something, right? My mom does this shit all the time. Like, she'll talk about somebody, knowing damn well they don't sound like that. She's like, baby, he said this about you. You're a fucking liar. Like, stop adding a characteristic to a person. And they don't have that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he didn't have that. Mm-hmm. You know, so I looked at it as like a understanding moment, at the perspective of, if I'm sitting right here and I'm looking at you, this is how I would look if I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, and the fact that Shay gave him the opportunity to talk and not, you know, like how he normally does his interviews. It's just
yeah, he gave him the space to. And he even
said it to Oche, you know, I'm letting him speak, because if I didn't, I wouldn't. We all of us would have never got that.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Hell no.
Shout out to Shane, man. Shout out to Unc. You know,
yeah,
what
Shane,
that's
Shane,
that guy right there. He's been doing his thing since the NFL.
Absolutely,
know? He's
absolutely
taking over the media
and
game.
And Willie D.
But
I thought that Willie D, I liked that interview.
No, I liked that interview too. You know what I mean?
I thought Willie D was a little bit like intimidated by him.
That's when Cat Williams got in his bag. He said, "You know, they shot the nose off."
Yo, I said, "Damn."
That was a jewel dropper right there.
All I could think of was Nas, that Nas song. I can't. Shout out their nose to impose what, basically. Yes. I say, yeah. Nigga said, it's a brand. I said, oh.
But shout out to Cat Williams for doing his thing, you know what I mean? But I feel like we touched on enough topics. We had fun today, you know what I mean? Shout out to Third for popping up. But we about to get up out of here. What y'all got to give to y'all people before we get out of here, you know what I mean? Let them know where they can find you and all that, Third.
Third Degree TV. _LaPatron, just Third Degree TV and the rest of
the rest of pop. You'll see her face. You know,
TV on Instagram, Third Degree TV, on YouTube as well. Follow the Siege Battle League on YouTube as well. You know, that's SIEG. I mean, yeah, right. SIEGE Siege, yeah. Not the Sage. Jesus Christ, these niggas. If I had a dollar for every time, I might change it to the fucking Sage, because it's just Jesus Christ.
Like the Steven Seagal movie.
Polo gonna tell me, Polo. I'm
like
sorry.
The Steven Seagal movie.
This
off-camera. You heard?
This nigga Polo crazy.
What you got to give to your people, Chum?
Just. I reflected on something last night, right?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly said to myself, damn, maybe, just maybe, oh no, what happened?
Yeah.
Just maybe, just maybe, you know, if I do certain things, right?
Yeah.
And there's this post that's going around. The post is, damn, what's the post again? Hold on. There's a post going around.
Chum Chum been losing her train
of
thought this episode.
Yeah, I am today. I don't know why.
She was trying to give y'all a good one. You know what I'm saying? That comment keep popping in her head.
It keep coming up.
You gotta make sure.
Because I can't say shit wrong.
Yo, we lost.
Because if we don't.
Yo, we lost 2 mics on this episode. We went crazy on Chum Chum for the comment. It was a good ass episode. I had to full time Jack move on the Third. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
As Chum Chum tried to find the post that she's trying to relate her comments to. You know what I mean? We here, man. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. Everything Dawn Core, D. Rica Hippie. Everything D. Rica Hippie. Everything Third. Everything Spliff. Spliff and Bars. Best Shit on the Tube. Vibe Sauce. Chum Chum. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all subscribe to everything. And I hope y'all had fun in this episode, man. If you did, hit the like button. Leave a comment too. You know what I'm saying?
Watch We Go Hard. And I love y'all. You feel me? Bang, bang. Subscribe.
You found it?
All right, did you get
that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get it.
She couldn't find it, man, so, you know what I mean? It's all right, man. I promise you, Lizzie. Come on.
All the true nets come on. Make sure y'all leave a comment.
Next episode, we will open it with the next episode.
Yes, we have to.
Open with that.
It was just right there.
Shout out to all the true nets. Y'all stay good and stay in them comments, you heard? Let her know how great she is. We love y'all.
Oh no. Yes.
It was a pleasure. Oh, you found it?
No, not me. That was her joint, you know what I'm saying? I might have something that I could close out with, though. Let me see. All
right. What the fuck was that?
Well, I like white people. It's not about black and white. You know, but I ever they do shit different. Right. When they go on break on the job, 15 minutes. They go to their desk, they eat their cheese sandwich, drink their goddamn tea, 15 minutes, they're back on the fucking job. My people, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us. I don't know what's wrong with us. When we go on break, that's just what the fuck we do. We break.
I ain't gonna lie, I took my lunch break today. I came back 15 minutes after the time. You know what I'm saying? Gosh. It's just, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Rest in peace. Rest in peace to Bernie Mac, man. And we out of here, man. Y'all already know what we about to do. For third, for split, for Chun Chun, it's D-Rica Hippie. Y'all already know. We out of here.
We out.
The highest niggas in the world, you heard?